koutou and welcome to another episode of South Pacific Muscle. Tonight we've got Jay Roberts, or Jay Rob Aesthetics as I know him, and I know it's not his real name, and like Sydney, he's got a stage name, so I gave Mike a stage name, so I came up with Bad News Brown.
I cannot wait to hear what it is.
Bad News Brown, bro, that's you. So, pretty
active. I'll embrace that. Yeah, I used to be Mr. Brown back in the day, but I think I have my taste in women. Don't tell my wife.
Right. So we've got Jay Roberts with us today. I'm really interested in Jay's background because I know, he's been in New Zealand for a couple of years now, but he came from the Solomon Islands, which, I have no experience with. And I know, Mike, you have very little knowledge of. So, Jay, do you want to give us a quick chat about growing up in the Solomon Islands and coming to New Zealand and that?
Okay. Growing up in the Pacific, it's quite hard though. I'm interested in sports like gym and those facilities, unlike Solomon, we have little much of those things. It was really hard to train back there, but I managed to get through to New Zealand. So really wanted to come here for, because of the have more facilities and more opportunities to expose, because I'm interested in bodybuilding and this sports. So that's what it's all about.
That's cool, bro, because you came to Hawke's Bay and look, we've got quite a good cross-section of population from all the Pacific Islands in Hawke's Bay, and because of our fruit industry. And I saw you in the gym, and as soon as I saw you, I went, I know this guy's a bodybuilder. So you've obviously taken to it well. And are you enjoying training in New Zealand?
Oh, pretty much. I really enjoyed. Yeah, that's one of the thing I love about New Zealand is the food and the training, because bodybuilders it's all about the food and the training, right?
Yeah, man,
that's the main thing.
What sort of gyms do you have over in Solomon Islands, bro?
Back in Solomon, we have old stuff, things from way back. Yeah. They still keep it maintaining, running. So they just fix it up, patch some new stuff, and sometimes we have to improvise. Yeah. To hit some muscle group.
Yeah,
we have to improvise on our own understanding to this one will work for the calf or the glutes. Yeah, so it's quite funny though, but it's really interesting.
Yeah. Where did you get most of your information? Did you get the bodybuilding magazines or use on the internet forums, or how could you adapt those exercises? Where did you get your knowledge from?
Okay, so since I've we have a federation back in Solomon, bodybuilding federation, they call it the Solomon Island Bodybuilding Federation. We are affiliate with the South Pacific Bodybuilding. They also with the IFBBs. So yeah, that's when I get into bodybuilding. So I started to look on YouTube and look from those Arnold Classic videos, and I started know information about bodybuilding and fitness stuff.
Bro, I'm really impressed. And I think what I've got to say is that we probably don't realize just how lucky we are in New Zealand in terms of the gyms. When you say, that you were improvising, you had old equipment that was just sort of maintained. And we kind of complain that, our gym hasn't got one piece of equipment that we want. And, so I guess that's a bit of a reality check for us in New Zealand to be very thankful for what we've got.
Cool, yeah.
Hey, you competed again last weekend and I got to see you there. How was it at the ICN Muscle Model Classic? How was that?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I would like to thank ICN for a wonderful first show of the 2001. It was really awesome. Everyone was amazing and it was quite good because it was my first time to enter the ICN, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was quite good.
Yeah, It was a tough show. You know, like I say, you were doing the, I think it was in the bodybuilding class, and you're up against that big white boy. And and he came out, Mike, oh, you got to see this guy, man. There's a guy that came out, and structurally, he was very, very blessed. And Jay was slightly harder than him and popped it better in some areas. And at first I thought Jay's got it. Then I thought the other guy had it. Then I thought Jay had it and I didn't know. And it came down. It was so close. And I was thinking to Jay, you've got to keep your legs tight. I came out and had a chat to him. He said, oh, my hamstrings were cramping. I couldn't do anything.
It was really, he's got a good height, a good physique. Yeah. He came with a really good package for the stage. And to be honest, when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's the guy to watch, man. Because I saw everybody, I was like, oh, yeah, I see that. And then I saw him, I was like, oh, okay. So I was just, I'll leave it to the judge to see who's the, like, got the more.
It was close. It was so close. Hey, how did you go? Because you entered a couple of different classes. So how did you go in the different classes?
Okay. There was quite a confusion with the men's physique. Not the men's physique, but the men's fitness.
Yep.
Because I was supposed to go for the men's classic physique, but because it's my first time for ICN.
Yeah.
So I put men's fitness, and I didn't get the. I thought I was going to win because I was looking bigger and more ripped than the other two. But then the judge have to explain that, oh, this one's not a bodybuilding. Yeah. It's something smaller. They need something smaller and something tight. Look like a model, fitness model.
Yeah.
So it was not bad. And plus the open men's physique, boy, it was tough. We have to switch some. I can't remember how many times we have to switch. Yeah, it was really tough.
It was cool, man. It brought the house down, eh? Everyone was just yelling and screaming. Yeah. Crowd was really good, eh?
Yeah, it was a good turn up with the crowds. Yeah. And plus the judges, they really did their best to like keep on focus who's the really on point at that time.
Yeah, man, they made you guys work for it. Hey, one of the things that I really like about you, Jay, is that you seem to be the captain of a really good crew. You've got a crew of, like, these guys train, and I tell you, man, like, there's sometimes six of them, maybe seven.
Yeah.
They're all going bang, 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 one after the other. And you seem to have lifted those boys, and they're all training really hard, man.
With all the boys, it was quite funny because they all trained at Flex Hastings, but they never knew each other until I came in. And then they started to, it was through me that they know each other, because the other one was like, oh, I want to train with you. The other one want to train with me. So I said, oh, I think we should just tag along and make a group.
It's kind of a cool together. Group because you've got a Māori boy in there, there's a Samoan boy, there's an Indian guy, you from the Solomons, you got a New Zealand European guy, and it's like the United Nations of bodybuilding.
Quite like, United Nations.
It's like it's supposed to be.
And honestly, these guys are all really progressing really well. And after the show, I brought my boy in and I said to Zaves, I said, check out these guys. And one guy had the belt squat. With every plate he could get on the belt squat. And on the other side of the gym, there was a guy doing the seated low row. And he had that stacked with plates. And like, I've never seen anyone do that many plates except me. And I'm like, holy shit, the boys have all stepped up. And it must have been after the show, they all kind of got pumped up. And
they were really quite happy with the, because we used to train together. So they were quite happy with the results.
Yeah.
So that really like pushes them to go more and go hard, because they said, oh, we got a winner with us. That's what they said. So we have to uptight our
up their game, eh? Up their game.
Yeah.
You gonna get any of those boys competing?
I'm trying to get those boys. They're really interested in competing, but they said, we don't know this, we don't know the poses. And I said, no, it's really easy, quite easy. Once we get into it, then you guys be good.
Who's the what's the big Samoan boy's name that trains with you?
Oh, Ali. He's Ali Sione.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Yeah, he's got a good height, good physique.
I reckon that if he had 3 years with a coach, he would win Mr. New Zealand outright, without a doubt. You know,
that's true, bro.
The guy he's got lats that insert halfway down his leg, and his arms are about 20 inches already. And it's just like, wow. So there's some cool talent, and you've got a really cool group. I'm a bit jealous of that because I train by myself, and I see you guys training, and it's, yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
Mike, got to hit on some training stuff, man.
Yeah, man. I thought I'd do a few quickies just so people can kind of get to know you a little better. So how old are you?
Oh, I'm 28 years old.
28? How tall?
Probably 5'4".
5'4"? So what's your off-season and competition weight?
Well, my off-season is around 86, 87. I really wanted to go up to 90, but it's quite hard. I'm still working on it. But, yeah, that's my off-season weight, 86.
That's heavy at 5'4".
Yeah, it's quite heavy.
Yeah. And what did you compete at? Do you know what your weight was for the show?
My weight, usually I competed when the show, I usually competed 74. Yeah.
Yeah. So who's your favorite bodybuilder?
To be honest, I have heaps of them, but it was Arnold, because he was the real time main MVP for me. So
yeah, OG. Yeah. And what's your favorite cheat meal?
My favorite cheat meal, burger, McDonald's.
Yeah, burger. Nice. Now, do you tend to train with a high volume or high intensity?
I usually train. I like to change my training schedules. Like, I like to not to stick to high volume. Sometimes I change to high intensity because I like to shock the muscles. So that sometimes they get used to it, and then they'll be slow to grow. So I like to shock them. Try changing the schedules sometimes.
Yeah, I know some of the island boys like some really high volume workouts. I mean, Mo is legendary for sort of hour on biceps, then an hour on triceps, you know. You do a bit of that and then sort of mix it up and get into the hot, heavy, hard stuff as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I usually do that. One of the favorite thing that I usually do, legs, high intensity with the legs, sometimes high volume, but I usually spend hours when doing legs.
So I was going to ask you about your legs because, yeah, I saw the photos and, man, your legs are really good. So do you train those intentionally differently than your other body parts?
I usually separate. Sometimes I go quad focus. Sometimes I go when I legs, I do hammies focus. So I just split it up. Legs, I usually do separately from the other body parts.
Yeah. But do you have a different training style for your legs? Because they're really impressive, you know. I mean, not the rest of your body isn't, but your legs are really thick. And I was wondering if you train them differently to get that way, or now that they're a strong body part, you train them differently because you got to bring other things up.
To be honest, the main thing that I do with the legs is just squat. I usually go hard on squat and leg extension. Most of my legs, those two, they cannot miss out with my training routines, leg extensions and squats.
Yep.
I usually train them sometimes I go hard, and then when I know it's fatigue, I go light and then just kill it.
One thing, Mike, I'll say with these guys with their training is they've got a lot of different exercises they do. Like, they're doing a lot of drop sets and supersets and giant sets. And I'm kind of sitting there thinking, man, you guys are really, really creative with the way you train. And it's often, like you say, you try to shock the muscles. I haven't really seen them do the same workout. Like, whereas you watch me, I'll come in and I do the same thing for back, you know, every second week or whatever. These guys mix it up. And I think it's because Jay leads the charge, you've obviously got a bag of tricks in terms of all the exercises. You seem to know a lot of different exercises and ways to attack the muscle.
Yeah.
So has that changed over time? Did you start your training differently and now you've evolved into a more of that kind of shock the muscle sort of system?
Yeah, because I was training and the more I do the shocking the muscle, I see progress getting a bit faster than the normal, just the normal training.
So the new guys that started coming on and training with you, were they relatively inexperienced? Did you just get them straight into what you're doing to start smashing them up?
No, I have to like step by step, go easy on them, and then trying to make them like push them hard each time we go in the gym until they get used to it, and then we just smash it off.
Nice.
And they are smashing it, man. Like I went in and I was just like, it's choice to see people. After my little rant the other day about training hard, it was cool to see people training hard. I was like, yes, these guys, and they've really, like, they've stepped it up a gear since that competition. You know, this week, I don't know, they're going to be some sore boys this week.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, should we do a quick jump across so we can see a few of these photos of Jay? Because,
well, yeah, that's a really... I just had one more question and related to Instagram. I had a little bit of a stalk on your Instagram, and it looks like you're lean all year round. Like, you look real good. Or maybe you only put the lean photos up. But do you normally stay relatively lean? You said you only get about 10 kilos over your competition weight. So is that easy for you? Do you do anything really structured with your diet to try and stay lean? Or do you just find it hard to put on body fat? Do you have sort of count your macros in the off-season? How does that all work?
Well, usually I used to be really fat though, but right now I'm trying to, like, everything I eat, I have to, if I eat too much of calories, then I have to, next day I have to compensate, I have to burn it. That's what keeps me. So if I know I am eating too much and I just go easy, but if I eat too much of macros and I have to burn, train harder every day.
So you keep your diet reasonably controlled, but if you do kind of have a bit of a blowout, you smash some cardio to try and burn that off. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I can't imagine you being a bit chubby, bro, because every time I've seen you, you're always peeled, even the off season. And I want to look at the Insta, bro, because one of the things that I've got to say about Jay that really blew me away was he's one of those guys that pops when he poses, you know, like, for some of us, you know, we pose and our muscles show well, but when you hit a pose, everything just jumps. And it's kind of that, I don't know, like, people talk about Flex Wheeler being one of those guys that, you know, when he flexes, the muscles just bubbly, really, they just pop. And we'll have a look at some photos and you'll see what I mean. So I'm going to bring your Instagram up. Be with me. Right, people. So if you want to follow Jay's journey, JRob_aesthetics, and you can see the titles here, Mr. New Zealand Naturals last year. Was that IMBA, bro?
Yeah, it was the INBA, IMBA.
Cool. And you did that with Big Don, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, Big Don, like, was the biggest man I had ever seen when I was about, he was 19, and he was doing cable crossovers, and they were taking photos of him. And he was the biggest man I had ever seen in my life, and probably the strongest. And at that time, as a younger man, he was the scariest as well. But he's a great guy. So I know he did that with you last year. Right. Yeah. I'm just going to zoom down here because this. Oh, the money. Look at that. Mike, we took a photo of the boys in the gym yesterday because they were training Monday. So after the competition on Saturday, they were back in the gym. And I had Jay and Keith, and they were just taking shots with their shirts off. And I stuck my fingers into Jay's abs and they sunk into the first digit. Like, look at the depth there. Oh, it's crazy.
You'd kill for that, wouldn't you, mate?
Yeah.
I would pay good money to have abs like that. Yeah, and you know it. And then we've got some of the crew. So, big shout out to those boys, eh?
Yeah, thanks for supporting.
Awesome support crew, man.
Yeah.
And this is the other guy in the photo, Mike, is Keith, who's also training at my gym. So, it's been really good. He came up really well, too. He did really, really well. If I put up a scroll down on it. What do you think of this taper, Mike?
Yep, I could do with that.
Hey, love it. So those long lat insertions, eh? That just sort of get me every time. I'm like, whoa. Have you got any videos on here, Jay? Of you flexing?
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, let's have a look at that. That's a spot in the gym, eh? To go for the photos.
Good lighting spot.
Yeah. How long ago was this one? Oh, 4 weeks. So
that was 3 weeks out from comp. Probably 3-4 weeks out.
Biceps. Love it. Gold. I wanted a lat spread, bro, because I really like your lat spread. Let's see if I can find one. I wanted to find a lat spread photo somewhere. Oh, might be pushing it. No, I'm not going to search for your Insta because, you know, it'll take us too long and people want to hear stuff. You've started the year off competing with ICN. What's the plan for the rest of 2021, bro?
I'm working on thinking of competing in some more upcoming competitions.
Yep.
But my goal is I need to work on my failures. So that's why I'm waiting for the judges' summary so I can see where I need to work on and where I failed. And yeah, that's what I want to work on.
I don't know if you failed in too many areas, bro, but you're right. There will be some areas that they, you know, that from a judging perspective that you can bring up, and it's good to see that you're analysing those and looking for feedback from the judges, because that stuff's really useful. Mike, you've judged before. How many athletes come to you and ask for feedback? Is it?
Well, in NABBA, they only allow the head judge to give feedback, just so that they're getting a consistent message. I mean, if I've ranked someone, you know, first and then they've come in second and they come and ask me and I go, oh, look, I thought you were the best on stage. They get all pissy about it. So only the head judge can give feedback. And, you know, not when I've been head judge at NABBA shows, not as many people as I expect came up and asked. I mean, there might be out of, you know, 40, 50 competitors, you might get 4 or 5. And whenever I've trained clients, they always go and ask the judges. Now, sometimes when I've gone and asked for feedback, it's been, oh, yeah, you just need to be bigger and leaner. You know, the real generic kind of stuff. But I remember writing sort of notes on every athlete that I saw up there just in case they kind of came and asked me for feedback. If I place them second and then everybody else placed them first and they end up coming in first, I've got to say, yeah, you were the best on stage because, and kind of give the impression that you give basically the theme that everybody else gave. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of really got to look at, well, why did those other judges place them first, and kind of, you know, explain that to them. So sometimes it's not even my own personal opinion of their strengths and weaknesses. But yeah, look, to be honest, I was disappointed at the number of people that don't come up essentially, because that's where you're going to get your feedback. So, you know, good judges, I've always found in there, but Jim Pitt, amazing. He remembers everybody that steps out on stage, really good at giving you kind of specific feedback. He's fantastic. So, yeah, look, not as many people come up and ask as should, but yeah, absolutely. If anybody out there, always go and ask. I mean, you may get some good quality feedback, you may not, but if you don't ask, you get none. So,
true. Awesome. Hey, Jay, looking forward to seeing you when you bring up whatever weaknesses they can find. But in the meantime, no doubt we'll see you thrashing it out in the gym. What I always do at the end of the show, bro, is get you to do a shout out to all the people that have helped you, those people that have supported you, your loved ones, etc. Because it's a journey to get to the stage, a very individual sport, but we need a big team around us. So, Mike's yours, bro.
Oh yeah. So I'm just want to thanks the support from the guys that we used to train at the gym, Flex Hastings. Yeah. All my crews. Really thank you for pushing me. Sometimes I'm, you know, when I'm depleted my calves and I'm trying to go down, they have to force me, call me, ring my phone. Come on, come on, get in the gym, get in the gym. So yeah, big ups to them. And also for Flex Hastings, it's a nice, quite a nice friendly gym. Everybody in there, thanks for being friendly and welcoming. Yeah, there's heaps. Thank you, my dad for continuous support during my preparations and everything. Yeah. Also to my girlfriend. Yeah, I want to thank him. Thank her for supporting. Like sometimes I just feel off and anxious, and she's gonna lead me to oh no, everything's gonna be all right. So yeah, and plus everybody, there's heaps of name, but I can't mention. Everybody has been supporting me and being truly a friend. Thank you very much for
all your support. Awesome, my bro. And I look forward to seeing you on stage again this year, and we'll catch up in the gym in the next day or two anyway, bro.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right, people. Yes. Thank you for watching once again, and we will catch up with you later in the week. Take care.
Yep.